when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
You're listening to Teach Me Sweden. This is a Swedish history podcast by two friends and comedians that don't know anything about Swedish history. And in this podcast, one of us teaches the other one about true stories from Swedish history, but we make jokes about it. I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och jag heter Erik Broström. Oj, 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 vad vi är roliga. Idag ska jag prata om en artist som... fan vad bra hon var.
Yes.
Jag har inte ens något roligt att säga här. Förutom att... Damn!
Yes, damn is right. And watch out for the right from the abusive father. That's all I gotta say. On the other side of this music, you're gonna hear about Hildur.
Worst pitch ever. Let's go! Jag lät nästan lite som Will Smith-låt börjar så.
Woo!
Han brukar säga så. Every song.
Every song?
Yeah.
I never thought about a Will Smith ad-lib. I've thought about rappers ad-libs before,
yeah.
But never Will Smith.
I think jag menar, jag kan inte hans album. Jag har bara hört filmsoundtracken. Men jag tror, jag är rätt säker på att Men in Black börjar med såhär. Dum, 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 dum.
Woo, woo, here comes. Wild Wild West. Woo,
yep,
yeah,
yeah. I'm going to Miami. Woo,
Nino, Miami. Talk about overplayed song,
right?
In Miami.
Oh, it is.
Still, sporting events. They always want. Welcome to the Nino. The name of the team is the Miami Heat, the basketball team.
Sjunger han det i låten?
No, he says, welcome to the city where the heat is on.
Oh, okay.
So every game, you hear, welcome to the city where the heat is on. And Miami is full of transplants.
Right, yeah.
Full of transplants.
Yeah.
So it's people that don't, aren't tired of it yet.
Yeah.
And me from Miami is like, stop!
Jag tänkte väl, för att om man bor i staden där han sjunger om, då hatar man den.
Man, everywhere you, especially when it came out.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. But I'm still a huge Will Smith fan.
Oh.
There's the P3 documentary about Will Smith.
Oh, really?
I was on.
Are you in it?
You're talking about.
But it pre-slap or
pre-slap.
Pre-slap.
And it was like, as the book was getting released, I hadn't read the book. The guy had read it, and I knew all of the facts about Will Smith.
No.
He was like, he says that in the book. Oh, he says that in the book.
Wow.
I was like, shit, man, I haven't gotten the book yet. But
shit.
Yeah, so I didn't realize until that interview. I didn't realize how big of a fan of Will Smith I was, and I was like, shit, I know this dude's life, man.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Teach Me Sweden.
Exakt, vi lär oss historia.
Yeah, man.
Svensk historia. Yeah.
You know what the issue is? We haven't sat next to each other in the studio
since
in a while.
May.
Uh-uh.
Since May. Since we had our exams.
So those of you that are just listening, it is possible to view this because we're here with all the equipment and we're doing a video. Those Patreon subscribers can watch us as we improvise comedy as we learn Swedish history.
Ah, jag gjorde precis en dans.
Yeah.
You couldn't see that if you only hear.
That's true. You couldn't see that if you only hear.
You can try. You can try.
And those of you that haven't seen us in a while, since we've been on, Eric has bought glasses.
I have. Thank you.
De är inte ett fashion statement.
They are fashionable.
Tack! Jag provade ut dem själv.
But you're a very fashionable guy.
Ja, men tack! Ibland ska man lita på magkänslan. Jag var på optikeraffären. Jag vet inte varför jag inte säger företaget. Jag vill inte exkludera någon.
Yeah, but they didn't pay us. So fuck them.
So fuck them.
Men då, fuck you, lens crafters.
To be fair, they didn't know they could sponsor us. So
you didn't go in there like, hey, I'm from Teach Me Sweden, and I can't see well. I have vision problems in a podcast.
They said, what's the problem? Nej, men jag provade ut dem. Jag gick dit med min kollega, My. Hon bara, jag tror att du ska ha lite runda glasögon. Jag bara, okej. Okay. Prova några runda. Jag bara, no! Och så provar jag de här som är lite mer kantiga.
Mm-hmm.
Och like saknar båglösa under till. Så det är bara liksom...
Good move.
Ja, jag gillar det,
Good move.
Och hon bara, ja, men det där är du. Jag bara, yeah. Och sen fick jag ett par solbriller på köpet som också är slipade.
Oh.
Och de är så här, det är så här nästan pilot, lite så här pilotiga liksom. Fan vad de är snygga, men jag kan inte ha på mig dem nu på vintern.
Nah.
Så jag, nästan...
Sweden, man. That means you have to plan a vacation.
I like how you think.
You have to go somewhere where you can wear your new shades.
I love this.
Jag And they're fan. Medicated. You have mm-hmm. shades with prescription shades.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go somewhere, man. It is what it is.
Antingen det, eller så går jag full Jack Nicholson award style och har på mig solglasögon hela tiden.
Inside. on the toilet.
Yep.
Can't see the toilet paper.
Now, where did I put the toilet paper?
Here's Eric.
Nej, jag ser ju inte.
Where's Eric? Exactly. What are you teaching me today?
I'm teaching you about a woman from the past.
Ooh.
Inte så past, men 1900-talet föddes hon.
Oh, nice.
Har du någonsin hört talas om Hildur Sjöblom?
Oh yeah, I wrote a report about her.
You did?
I was on P3 documentary.
Yeah.
I was on that one.
Yeah, you had all the answers.
I knew it before.
Hadn't read the book.
No, hadn't even read her book. Man.
Vet du vad? Det är inte så många som känner till det namnet.
Never heard it before.
Har du hört talas om namnet Alice Babs?
Of course. I do reaction videos.
Yeah, this is her.
Really?
Yes.
What's her real name?
Yeah, Hildur Sjöblom.
Hildur Sjöblom.
Although she was born Nilsson.
Hildur Seaflower. It's not. Yeah, Seaflower.
Right? Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is that the sea?
Yeah. No, lake.
Lake Flower.
Yeah, Lake Flower.
Hildur Lake Flower.
It's nice.
Yes.
Om jag heter Sjöblom skulle jag slå internationellt skulle jag vara så här. Eric Lake Flower.
Okay, so Hildur Seaflower is Alice Babs. Okay.
Yeah, she is.
I've heard some of her music.
Which one have you heard?
Man.
Oh, you're going to hear. I'm sure we're going to nail one here.
Okay.
But, det här är intressant, för det är mycket som jag tror att... jag gillar det här, för att när jag gör musikgrejer, vilket jag har gjort en del nu under hösten, så mår jag lite bra av att kanske förstå att du kan ha hört låten, men nu får veta mer också.
Mm. I like that. Exactly, I like it too. Because I do a little bit of research before
of course,
every
yeah.
Reaction that I do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't go deep into the person's life, really. It's
no,
a quick
right.
research about the song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it'd be cool to learn about the person. And she gets a lot of requests for her music, a lot.
Really?
Her, yeah, her reactions get a lot of views.
Oh, nice.
When I react to her stuff, so.
Men hon är nationalskatt.
Okay.
Oh,
nice. I look forward to learning about her.
Yeah. Hon är...
She's black, right?
No.
Oh, wrong Alice. Thinking was
who did you think it was?
No, I'm just playing.
We don't have a black Alice.
Alice
Bakunke. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What? That's not her. She's not the singer.
She's not the singer.
Man,
no.
I've been thinking all the time. The singer's in Congress.
Yeah.
The singer's sitting in the Parliament.
And also,
and I'm a milieu parti.
She was
supporter
adjacent to cultures. She was a host for the Disney Klubben. Alice Bakunke.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. Yeah. See, I know. Jag kunde det.
Yeah. But not this one. She wouldn't touch Disney. I don't know. No.
Okay, let's go. Yeah. Let's learn about her.
Hildur då.
Hildur
Alice Babs Sjöblom född Nilsson föddes 1924 26 januari i Kalmar.
Okay, Kalmar. Okay.
So we're down south a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hennes pappa hette Sean Nilsson. Han var biografpianist i stumfilmer.
Oh, wow.
Och,
what's her mom?
Hon heter Hildur också.
Nice.
Och hon sjöng faktiskt.
Was that a job?
Yeah, I don't know if it was a job, but she sang.
As she cleaned the kitchen. La, 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 nationalsången.
Yeah. You've seen Cinderella, right? Yeah.
Cinderella. I am home. my husband. Swedish, Swedish woman in the past. Frun Demon. Städer upp saker.
Jag blir alltid så glad när vi skämtar om det här, för att om man precis har börjat lyssna på den här podden så förstår man inte att vi skämtar om det faktum att det aldrig står något om vad mamman gjorde.
Ja, ja, ja.
Men folk kan tro att vi bara är typ så här, de har ingen jobb!
Women are less than!
Så dumt.
No, we're talking about how they get forgotten in history, man.
Exactly.
These women that are doing the hardest jobs out there, which is raising Hilders.
Yeah, all the Hilders out there.
All the Hilders out there. Shout out to the Hilders.
Yeah, of course. Hilders are awesome. men då, 1924, är man stumfilmspianist i Kalmar. Vad är det största hotet i ens liv då? The talkies!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the talkies, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they had to move around, because he had to move to, like... Han fick flytta till en mindre stad där inte ljudfilmen hade kommit än. Så
de he's like, here's Kalmar. Next up?
Mindre. Oh, kom igen, skynda.
I don't know, a smaller place. Växjö?
Maybe. Jag vet i alla fall att de hamnade i Småland i Västervik.
Mm, I've been there.
Har du?
I've been to so many places in Sweden. Yeah, that's I've been awesome. To Västervik. Yeah. I performed there.
Yeah, cool.
That was nice.
Okay. Var det kul?
They laughed. Okay, it's one of no, not Västervik. Västervik was different. We were on the Team America tour.
Oh yeah,
and it was not the most successful tour.
It wasn't. No.
No, it was fun. I learned a lot as a comedian. I was pretty new at comedy. I didn't realize that I wasn't seasoned enough to tour. But the tour made me stronger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Did you get like backlash because you were Americans and you came to the small village and thought you were all that?
Not at all.
No. Okay.
It was more like, oh wow, these people are. Or it was more like, hey, the 17 of us didn't know you were coming.
Oh.
It was like small turnouts to every show. We put on what I think was good shows.
Yeah.
But like Västervik was one of the stops we went to. We didn't know how to market and all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was still fun. People laughed.
Small places, yeah.
Yeah, man. It's nice to go. I want to go back, though. I promise Västervik I'm coming back.
Har ni hört att han ska komma tillbaka, den där mannen från Amerikat? Ja, de kan ju ta sig hela vägen över nu för tiden.
And when I go, I'm gonna keep coming back too.
Yeah.
That's my plan. I'm gonna keep going to the cities and return because I heard a lot of people don't come back.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm gonna show some love, man.
That's gracious. There's a lot of places in Sweden.
Yeah, I'm down to go everywhere.
I'll tag along.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have no material.
We could do a live show in Västervik.
That would be fun. Hörrni, Västervik.
Yeah.
Om ni är 17 som bokar oss. Om ni är 17 stycken.
Maybe, no, if it's enough to pay our trip. I'm cool if they pay our trip.
Yeah.
And we go there. I'm down to do a live pod.
Vi har aldrig gjort en live pod över här. Vi måste vi göra.
We can in Stockholm, but I'd rather leave Stockholm.
Coolt om det är så här Västervik som är
första. Yeah, man. Or Vimmerby. I've done there. I've done Växjö. I've done Skövde. I've done a lot of places.
I guess. Men nu har vi bestämt.
Västervik.
Nu är det Västervik som gäller.
Västervik, all right. Okay. Sorry.
Nej, fan, det är bra. Hon växte upp där i alla fall. Men även där kom ljudfilmen.
Motherfucker.
Så.
Did her dad say that? Mamma knullar.
Ja, det tror jag. Han var ganska bitter, arg och våldsam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That just means he was a man in the 1920s.
Yes, yeah, basically a normal man.
Okay.
Doktorn bara, ja, men du slår väl din fru, typ. Nej, men han var ganska taskig och så. Och Alice då...
Did he hit his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Alice var äldsta dottern, eller äldsta barnet. Hon fick trösta mamman, liksom. Jag tror inte, det står inte så mycket något, eller jag har inte hört något så mycket om att han slog sina barn, men hon kunde få en lavett eller två.
Did he have drinking issues or anything?
Let's say he did.
Okay, just for the alcoholic wife beater.
Yeah, he was a scumbag, so let's just make it worse.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, heightening the improv skill.
Okay.
Han var ändå pianist och skrev låtar åt Alice. Hon föddes till musik. Hennes mamma uppmuntrade henne att sjunga. Hon stod på scen första gången i Västervik när hon var 10 år och sjöng. En låt som hennes pappa hade skrivit. Okay, let's say he didn't drink. He's too much of a monster.
So he sang a song. He wrote a song for her to sing and she did at 10 years old.
Yeah.
Is it weird that I'm not that impressed about 10 years old?
Okay, but Okej, tänk dig att det är en 10-åring men som låter skitbra istället.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I remember singing. I'm not the best singer.
Yeah.
But I remember singing on stage at 9 years old.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She got standing ovations.
Oh, so you mean she sang on stage and killed it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking the age that wasn't that impressive.
Ah, no, okay. Nej, det håller jag med om. Dåligt levererat. Hon var 10 år gammal när hon stod på scen första gången. Och de älskade det!
There we go. Now I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
Okay,
yeah.
I get it now, yeah.
Hennes lärare tyckte hon sjöng väldigt bra. Hon fick väldigt mycket uppmuntran om att sjunga.
Nice.
Och 1937, då är hon alltså bara 13 år gammal. Då följer hon med sin pappa till Stockholm. Och okay. Underhåller på lite så här privata fester.
Oh wow, he just pimped her out right away, huh?
Yeah.
Hey honey, yeah. I'm sorry about punching your mom in the face. I was drunk. No, I wasn't anymore.
No, I was not anymore.
I wasn't drunk anymore.
Eric took that away from me.
I was thirsty.
It was only water.
And I didn't quench my thirst with anything alcoholic, but what I'm telling you is you're going to go with me and you're going to sing. Sing that song like daddy taught you. So dad's like Ike Turner.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah. Is
Michael
that Ike
Jackson's father?
Oh, is that like, so it's Ike Turner without the alcohol? Joe
Ike
Jackson.
Ike Turner beats the
his wife.
Joe Jackson beats the kids.
Yeah, that's
okay,
true.
So maybe it's Ike Jackson.
It's Ike Jackson or Joe Turner?
I don't know what I'm doing here, but you better sing this motherfucking song.
Or I'll beat you, wife and child.
Oh, not the child, because I'm Joe Turner.
I'll beat you, Chife. Or Wild.
Wild? The problem is she wild.
My Chife is wild. I'm
wild
Joe
ass,
Turner.
I got a wild ass Chife. I'm Joe Turner. All right.
Man läser så mycket svensk historia
här. My daughter, Michael Babs. Michael Babson.
Oh. Oh, we're never going to get through this.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it. I love it. I don't want to get through it. så vet du, men, just det, spela på fester och sen satte han henne på båten. Hon fick åka själv tillbaka till Västervik.
10? She's still 10?
13.
13, okay.
He was like still working, I guess. Mm. And he was kind of bitter and...
Oh, man.
He was kind of an absent father when
until they pick up the check.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he was getting a check.
We'll see. Okay, we'll see. Right, maybe. I don't know. Right. Men då sitter hon på den här båten som heter Gamlebybåten och sitter och sjunger och jodlar, står det.
Har jag lärt. She jodled?
Yeah, she jodled. I'll come back to that in a bit.
Okay.
Och när, då var det en sångpedagog som satte som heter Lina Boldeman som hörde henne. Mm-hmm. Hon blev så imponerad av hennes sång så hon tog kontakt med mamman då när hon kom till Västervik. Och erbjöd att mamman kunde jobba i hennes bostad där i Stockholm som någon slags...
Cleaning up?
Ja, någon grindvakt eller något skit, jag vet inte. Portvaktgrejer okay. Liksom. Och då kunde de få bo där och så kunde hon få liksom, studera mer musik och hon kunde lära henne sjunga mer och bla bla bla.
Oh, nice!
Och då drog de utan farsan. Farsan var liksom all over the place. Han var liksom inte närvarande så mycket.
He's like, these damn talkies. Talkies are ruining my life.
Anytime I hear someone talk, it reminds me of the damn talkies.
Did the woman who wants to work with her daughter use words? Never!
Det ska vara pianomusik och text!
Exactly.
Jag vill att du gestikulerar som om du pratar till mitt ackompanjemang och sen sätter jag texten.
Where's your little mustache? I told you to put on your little mustache.
Och var är husväggen som ramlar ner på dig fast du klarar dig på grund av att du hamnar i fönstret? Det var smalt. Det var smalt.
Shout out to
Silent
movies. Films.
Yeah. Let's bring them back.
Avengers.
I think they
but silence.
Avengers, dead silence.
I think Thanos snapped. I just couldn't hear it.
Det är bara man ser honom snap. Det hörs inget bara. Ping ping ding 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 ding.
Don't make me rub my fingers together like Thanos.
And then the text is just like snap.
Snap. star snap star.
Oh, someday. Nu ska vi se, vad gjorde hon? Ja, men när hon kom till Stockholm, fick kompisar, gick på skola.
Nice.
Började how old? Ja, men 13-14, okay. Typ det året, typ 38 kanske.
Okay.
Lyssnade mycket på jazz. Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh.
Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington.
Louis Armstrong?
Yes.
That's the one, that's one impression I can do. What a wonderful, what a wonderful world. I see trees of green. Exactly, that's nice.
Fucks up the voice though.
I bet.
How did he do that being that?
Maybe that's why he was.
Yeah, he was. But how? He should like have throat cancer at the age of 15.
Oh, probably. I started smoking when I was 7. My daddy gave me a cigarette. Got a shot of whiskey.
När hon var 15 så uppmanade hennes rektor på skolan att hon borde byta, hon borde skaffa ett artistnamn.
Oh shit.
You know why?
Why?
För att
Hilder was bullshit.
Nej, för att rektorn var så här, jag vet att du uppträder på.
It's a guy.
I don't know.
Okay. Probably a guy to say some shit.
Let's say it was.
A mansplainer?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but the reason, it's funny. Han var så här, jag vet att du spelar ute på klubbar. Man måste vara myndig för att vara där. Och om jag ser ditt namn på att du spelar på en klubb, då måste jag rapportera det. Men om jag ser ett artistnamn som jag inte känner till, så kan jag inte säga något. Then I'll close my eyes to it, because I think you're so talented, you should be able to do this, but I have a responsibility or something. Like he had to intervene if he saw. I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand his argument.
Well, he saw if he knew one of his students was out in a place where you could, where people were drinking and you didn't have the age.
Okay.
You probably had to report it somehow. I don't know.
What does that have to do with it? Like, don't go out then, bro. Like, what? Who says you have to be at all my gigs?
It was a guy, because he liked to get his drink on. It says right here.
Okay. Listen up, Hilder. I'm trying to get fucked up. And I can't do that with a clean conscience if you're there singing. So what I need you to do, change your name. Then I can pretend I don't know who you are while I get fucked up in the same club. What the fuck is he talking about?
And that goes for the rest of the class.
All of you, change all your motherfucking names. All of y'all, man. I'm trying to get drunk in the club. You can't be out here singing while I'm drinking.
If I see you when I'm drunk, I have to report it.
What's your name? I'm fucked up right now.
Okej. Okay. Nu när
what
du
a weird.
Nu när du säger det till mig, då låter det weird.
It's weird.
Yeah,
hell.
It's weird, yeah. It was weird.
It sounds like some creepy teacher shit to say.
Yeah.
Listen up. I know you don't like when I massage your shoulders, but I can't talk to you without massaging your shoulders. Anyway.
Change your name.
change your name. So I feel better if I see you out and about. Where you going next week? The fuck is wrong with this guy?
Yeah. Douche. Yeah. What a fucking principal.
But it sounds like it's advice that might change her course.
It did.
Mm.
För då hade hon redan funderat lite på namnbyte och artistnamn och sånt. Och då var någon. Det var någon som hade en studio där hon brukade sjunga som hette, studion hette Din egen röst. Och där sjöng Alice Babs sin låtar. Och då var Dagmar hette den personen.
Dagmar?
Ja, en hon. Jag tror Dagmar var ett killnamn, men Dagmar Sandström, det var en hon.
Okay.
Hon föreslog Babs för att hon sa, du ser ut att heta Babs.
Well done.
Yep.
That's top, just that's really high up there on things that are very Swedish.
Yeah.
Du ser ut som en Babs. Funkar för dig.
Hon bara, varför? Nej, du ser ut som det.
Ingen aning.
Ja. Du är Babs.
Men du är Babs.
Du är Babs, du.
But where did Alice come from?
Well, I think it was her like second name,
okay,
or something.
One of her names,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Do I look like a Hilder?
Nej. Vad heter du i andra namn? Alice. Där har vi den.
Nu har vi något.
Alice Babs. Så Alice Babs som artist, första inspelning, skrevs av hennes pappa, Sean Nilsson. Och den hette Jodlarflickan. Mm. Och släpptes den 25 april 1939. Ska vi lyssna lite?
Yes, is it yodeling?
Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
It is some yodeling in
I'm here. Excited.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pretend I'm in a bar. It's gonna creep out.
That's some commercial shit.
Always.
I'll just skip over that. Here it comes. It's quite a long
like
intro.
It's part of the...
Yeah, I'll forward because it takes a while.
Damn.
Here we go.
It went 10 minutes forward. Hon är som solen och råp upp till Alpernas topp. Ollare, ollare, ollare. Utan snötoppen krönt, men i dalen så grönt. Ollare, ollare, ollare.
Nice. I like yodeling.
I do too. I like it a lot.
It's cool in a nerdy kind of way.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. It's a lot of vocal control.
Yeah.
R. Kelly teased around with that a little bit in his career.
No shit.
Yeah.
He does?
Yodeling and opera. Those are two things that he...
Are you saying R. Kelly yodels?
R. Kelly yodels.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He yodels and he...
While raping?
Not raping, okay. Just holding people against their will. It's
oh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
different thing.
That's totally different.
And it's a post-pubescent, what's it called? Statutory rape, okay?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Post-pubescent, okay? No.
Who am I to speak out?
No, I'm not saying anything is good about R. Kelly as a human being.
No.
But as a musical artist, very varied in doing stuff like yodeling and opera and stuff.
Yeah.
Especially for the black community that gets cut off from a lot of stuff like that.
Det är sant. Klart han ska få jodla. Just a little bit less of the raping.
I'm glad he's yodeling in jail, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he's where he needs to be.
Yeah.
And we got the music. We win.
Hey, we all yodel in jail. That would be a nice yodel title. Yodel in jail. Wouldn't be so bad. Yodel in
jail. Exactly. Okay, so she yodeled for the first track.
She yodeled for it.
How was it commercially?
Good.
Okay, nice.
It was a nice, it was a sensation. Everything she did was well received, okay. Pretty much.
And she's how old at this time?
Hon är, nu ska vi se, 1939, så hon är typ 15 då.
Wow!
Samma år när hon är 15 så åker hon till Stockholm, eller hon är i Stockholm, hon går på en konsert med Duke Ellington.
Get the fuck out of here.
Och då är det någon som känner igen henne och bjuder in henne backstage för Duke Ellington fyller 40. Så hon får vara med och sjunga Jag må han leva.
You know what? I did an Alice Bob's song not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I talked about how Duke Ellington, he brought her into his stuff, right?
Yeah.
I talked about that, how, and I had like some clips that I looked at of her with Duke Ellington because... I had a little phase where I went into like the history of jazz. I read Miles Davis's autobiography.
Oh, nice!
And he talked about Duke Ellington a bit in there as well. And I like had a little, you know, it's fucking Duke Ellington.
Yeah, it had a big reveal coming up. You fucked it. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry.
No.
I forgot that was in my reaction. I talked about Alice Bubbs.
Knowledge is in you, man. But that var första gången hon träffade Duke Ellington.
Wow.
Och det var inget mer med det. Det var bara en...
It's just like, oh, what's up? Hey, I'm Duke.
Pretty much a cute girl just singing in a group of men singing Jag må han leva.
Oh, okay.
Like, nothing more than that.
He's like, what the fuck are they talking about, man? Is this some racist shit? Should I be scared? Should I leave? It's the 1930s and I'm American. And
yeah,
I'm black.
This is, yeah.
This ain't out. Should I be scared, y'all?
This is disturbingly close to Germany.
It's the whitest woman I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how I should react, man. I don't know why Duke Ellington talk like a convict.
Why not?
Listen, man, I'm about to play this motherfucking, piano. I'm about to play some beautiful piano keys right now.
I'll be slamming this piano tonight. Oh, Jesus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. yahoofinance.com.
Okej. Okay. Hon gick jättebra för henne. Under 40-talet så slog hon igenom som en swingsångerska.
Oh, wow.
De hade faktiskt till och med en någon slags tävling där de hade en, jag tror att tävlingen gick ut på att man skulle pitcha ett manus. Till varför Alice Babb skulle sjunga på film. Jag tror att det var så. Det var redan tänkt att Alice Babb skulle sjunga och så här, vad är idén? Och då var det ju någon, fan jag kommer inte ihåg vad han hette, som kom på idén. Jo, Hasse Ekman tror jag att det är. Jag tror jag kan vara Gösta Ekmans, nej jag vet inte fan, Hasse Ekman i alla fall.
We'll say Simon Cowell.
Let's say Simon Cowell. Yes, let's do it.
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
I don't think that, I can't do it. Och då pitchade han in en idé som var... att Alice Babb skulle spela en elev som gjorde uppror mot sin lärare.
In a movie?
Ja, på låtsas då, i filmen. Och att hon skulle uppmana klassen och läraren att sjunga swing. Och det blev alltså Swing it magistern som är hennes...
I do know that song.
Det var en gång en skola med en lärare i sång. Han var så vådligt snäll och skötsam.
Det var ansikt, men fortsätt bara.
Och barnen de fick bara öva skalo dagen lång. Lektionerna det blev ett tvång.
Okay.
Men en utav eleverna blev trött en vacker dag. Tog mot till sig och reste sig och sa.
Look at Duke Ellington.
Swing it, maestern, swing it. Det är tidens melodi. Gör som vi var glad och fria. Ni kan inte låta bli med all er energi. Och swing it, maestern, swing it. Det är tidens egen sång. Allesammans på en gång. Vita lam, det är ingenting för oss. När jadla danta du det och vadda, skulle vadla, då ska det vara förstås. Swing it, maestern, swing it.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Look at the horrible movement of the classroom.
Yeah.
We had her jazzing it up and then...
It's not in their blood.
The classroom's like, it's fam,
not,
I just...
Yeah.
You're like, all vill inte vara här nu. Ingen rytm i blåden.
Det är hennes signum med den här lilla swingfingret som du såg. Swing it, magistern, swing it. It's very fun. Populär, jättepopulär. Yes. Recensioner i tidningarna så här. Om du inte går och blir glad av den här filmen, då är du dum i huvudet typ.
Mm.
Kyrkan, de gillar inte.
What?
Nej.
What a surprise. Is it because Duke Ellington was in whiteface?
Yeah, probably.
Why would the church... What's wrong with
Why
it?
Why is he trying to impersonate Jesus color?
is it because they were dancing, like talking about...
Det var någon som skrev in någon recension, någon insändare som sa att någon pastor som skrev, vi gillar inte den här vickstjärtarna, skärtvickarna, så var det. Så tushy wigglers, skärtvickarna, de skärtvickande Alice Babsarna.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah.
This is why Sweden turned their back on the church.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? We're going to use you all for special family functions.
Are you saying we can't have our butt wiggles?
What is a Swede without a butt wiggle?
Hey, I'm doing the butt wiggle.
I don't care what your God says. I'm wiggling my ass.
If God was here today,
He tell me to wiggle my ass. He wouldn't have given me an ass if I couldn't wiggle it.
Yeah, you shall wiggle your butt.
Nice. Okay, so the church was hating. All right.
Yeah, of course. Och sen i karriären jättebra, hon släppte massa låtar, sjöng jättemycket, fantastisk. Hon hade ett omfång av 3.5 oktav. Jag vet inte om det säger det någonting, men
Three octaves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
three
a half.
And a half.
Three and a half. Yeah.
I think that was one of my fun facts with her.
Oh really?
That she had such a range. Yeah.
Fucking insane range. Yeah. Och det är väldigt bra, alltså utifrån en kvinnoröst, för hon kan gå väldigt djupt och hon kan gå väldigt så.
It's nice.
Pretty good. Ja. Yeah. 1941 så åker hon ner till Köpenhamn med sin mamma för att spela på Tivoli, den här
I like that she abandoned dad now.
Yeah, he's not even close.
Like, no more talkies?
No, no.
Talkies have really pushed him out of the
actually
sanity.
At the same time she did she went into Copenhagen. It was occupied by the Germans, by the way. So they were
really?
Yeah. But she went that anyway, and they were like, oh, the Germans! And they were like, oh, swing it, Mason. So he became happy. Nej, hon tjänade så pass mycket pengar. Mm. Hon fick in så hon sa till morsan, skilj dig från farsan. Han hade ändå,
really?
Han hade hittat en ny ändå, liksom.
Okay.
Och hon bara, skilj dig från farsan, han är ett jävla as. Du och...
Vem ska jag slå om hon inte hör med mig?
Din nya tjej.
Ja, bra idé. Ja, okej, visste inte jag kan slå 2 kvinnor. I didn't know that was my right.
But it's not. Exactly. Så att hon skilde sig från pappan för att Alice sa nu flyttar du och mina syskon hem till min lilla femrummare på Odengatan som jag hyr just nu. Different times. Jag är 42, jag bor på 35 kvadrat.
Yeah, I know, right?
Strax utanför tullarna. Jävla Alice. Det var när jag hörde det här som jag la ner resten
av
researchen.
Did you have the voice of an angel at 15? That's the question.
Yes, I did. But then someone gave me whiskey shots.
And fucked it all up.
And it sounded like this.
They're like, that's done already.
Yeah.
We have him. Swing it, my distant, swing it.
What if I sing about green bushes? No!
No, they sang about that already.
What about gray clouds?
No! No colorful, natural objects.
It's a shitty world.
You might be onto something.
Så pappan skilde sig från hennes mamma. Good times. Mm. Hon bodde på Odengatan. Hennes karriär tog fart. Och hon träffade sin framtida man.
Okay.
Nils Ivar Sjöblom.
Nils Ingvar.
You know what he did?
Let me guess. A prize fighter.
I have no idea.
Really? He just kept the house.
I guess.
Like cleaned up and stuff. I like this. I
didn't see anything
She's
about it.
She's the first feminist.
Yep. Yeah.
Flipping the game.
Yeah. In Swedish Wikipedia lore.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. Fuck him.
We don't
care what he does.
No, I don't. Yeah, I didn't think it was important.
No, I like that.
I really didn't think it was.
So many times we go to these things.
Yeah.
We hear about the guy and then his other half gets nothing except for they existed and their name.
Yeah.
So he can do the same. Once,
whatever
once.
He did, good on him. This is not his fucking episode.
Exactly.
Exakt. På 50-talet då? Mm-hmm. Då...
She's in her 20s? No, she's born in the 20s.
34, 44. Ja, 26 och uppåt. Så hon är 26, 1950. Så 1958 bildar hon en jazz-trio som heter Swee Danes.
Damn, she's even fucking with the puns.
Yeah, but it was with Danish Sven...
I get it, I'm just saying it's cool that she's using the puns.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From Sweden? No, Swee Danes.
Swee Danes.
De turnerade runt i USA under 1959 och 60.
Wow, you think they did the Chitlin' circuit?
What is that?
It's like all the black like clubs.
What is it? They always refer to Jim Crow. What was that?
Jim Crow is the, it's like slavery ended, and yeah, they were like, we still gotta oppress black people.
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
So they had it like separate. But when you hear about colored bathrooms, yeah, and white bathrooms,
yeah,
that's Jim Crow. It's laws that made sure that black people had it worse than white people.
Jim Crow var en person som såg till att de lagarna åkte igenom, eller?
I think that's why they called it. Yeah,
yeah, because yeah, it sounds like a name. So I just, yeah, yeah,
I'm pretty sure that Jim Crow was a person. That,
but he's probably a guy whose statue is not being now being torn down.
I hope so. Yeah. I don't know who exactly Jim Crow is, but I know about the Jim Crow laws.
Jag var så, side note, jag var så Ricky Gervais nu nyss när han var i,
oh, yeah,
i Avicii. Han har ett ganska roligt skämt om att så här, people are tearing down statue because of what we are enlightened that they did, kind of like. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think it's a mistake. You should just add information. So it's like blah 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 blah. A great philosopher, blah blah blah. Pedophile.
Yeah, that's good.
Just update the statue.
Update it. Yeah. Yes, that's better.
Like racist.
Yeah, yeah. No, don't be mad. I mean, yeah, yeah. Be mad. We're not tearing it down. No,
educate.
We're just educating.
I love that.
Yeah, man. This person enforced slavery. I like that.
De gjorde inte den circuit-grejen. Däremot så
spelade... Chitlin circuit. It's okay.
The Chitlin circuit. Chitlin. Yeah. Are you sure? Because it's a cuss word.
It's pig intestines. Did you know that?
Chitlin. Is it?
That's what they gave the slaves to eat.
No.
They got the bad parts of the animal. And then the slaves, being, you know, slaves... They made the best of it.
Yeah.
So then they just made chitlins delicious. Pig intestines full of shit.
Yeah.
They found a way to make it still be delicious and eat it with the family. So the chitlin circuit is basically saying people who eat slave food, you go to those clubs.
Yeah.
It's like shitty, fucked up clubs across the South where black artists had to go perform at because they couldn't get in Apollo. And
but it was emptied intestines, right?
It's empty. Yeah, chitlins are delicious, by the way.
Yeah.
So everybody knows.
I'm sure. We eat disgusting shit.
Yeah, we eat disgusting shit. But chitlins, I mean, makes the house smell like shit.
Oh.
So I would say, if you know somebody's making chitlins, don't go until dinner time. Because the smell will leave.
Okay. And
the first time I ever ate chitlins, the house was, I got there at dinner time. And I was eating. I was like, man, this is good. What is this? And she was like, chitlins. My aunt said it's chitlins. So I was like, huh. I knew the chitlins was like some pig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're going to eat a dead animal, just eat it. Eat all of it.
Eat all of it, yeah. And the slaves got the shit that the white people didn't want.
Yeah.
So that's what they call the chitlin. Well, the chitlin circuit.
Jag kan relatera. Vi har blodpudding i Sverige.
Which I would never eat.
No, you won't?
No, never.
Have you ever tried it?
No. Fuck that. I'm not eating blood pudding. The look of it, the texture, look, I've seen it, and I'm like, nah, I'm good. My son eats it.
What if I did, like, gingerbread form? My dad always did, like, he put, like, you know,
oh, you take the gingerbread cutter?
The cutter, and you do, like, funny figures to make the kids eat it. It's a classic.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wow, that's smart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Jag har hört det från fler. Det var inte bara min pappa. It was a smart trick.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Alla gillade blodpudding tills folk förstod vad det var. Det var alltid någon jävel i skolan som bara, du vet att det är blod, va? Man bara, va?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, it's good.
Probably iron rich too.
Oh no, no, there's no iron in blood. jag tycker det är gott, men jag äter ju inte kött längre.
Okej.
Men jag är för att man äter blodet om man ändå äter djuret liksom.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Eat it all.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So she didn't do the chitlin circuit.
But she did the Ed Sullivan show with these crazy Danish.
That's the opposite of the chitlin circuit.
You want to hear it?
Yes, the Ed Sullivan show?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Is that her in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah, nice, huh?
Yeah, man.
Did you hear that voice?
Yeah, man.
She got some range.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
She clapped off beat, though. Not gonna.
Yeah,
gonna,
but I thought
maybe
it
the sound
sounded,
was
yeah,
off. Yeah,
the sound. Yeah,
because it was like I was like.
Yeah, because it was on beat, but her hands were going all over the place.
Okay, right.
I think she knows her
she
beat.
Probably got, yeah. Yeah, she yeah, probably yeah, got rhythm. But that was good, man. I'm sorry, but it's hard for me to watch stuff like that, old stuff, yeah. Ed Sullivan and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. I know what
this is for the whites.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I don't want to be the bitter guy.
If you can
when
totally
I see old
be
footage like
what
that,
are you talking
like,
about? Of course you can. Yeah, of course.
I know
course
about the people who never could get on Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Just know they were innocent Scandinavian
yeah, exactly,
people.
I'm not blaming them. No, I'm just no, thinking about yeah, the people who were on the Chitlin circuit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That were talented and never going to.
Of course, yeah.
But Ed Sullivan was a kingmaker back then. You get on that show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure her career probably took off even more.
So much that she broke up with the two Danish guys. But not for career choice.
Okay.
Hon saknar familjen hemma. Hon hade börjat skaffa barn med Nils Ivar.
Okay.
Så hon 1960 så bestämde hon sig för att flytta hem och typ lägga karriären på hyllan och bara fuck it.
Okay.
Chillar. Jag chillar.
She's in her late 30s now.
She's yeah, pushing. Yeah, 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 right.
Okay. Nice.
So do we,
I love it. This woman is she's personifying like this girl power people talk about.
Yeah, maybe,
she's
yeah.
She's in charge, man.
She's in charge, she's, yeah.
Got her own place.
She's doing
got
it.
A husband who's just doing whatever she tells him to do. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah. He's not the king of the household.
Right, yeah.
He's just got to follow suit. And then she's like, you know what?
I'm done.
I went on Ed Sullivan and fuck that. I got kids to raise.
Så kommer två danskar och bara, men för helvete, jag är någon stor på grann här.
No.
Vi ska spela det då.
Listen, Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude, the Danish guy. Love it. No, she was, yeah.
That's cool.
Så so about 2 år, julen 1962, så ringer på telefonen.
Uh-oh.
Och då är det någon som säger så här. Du spelade in massa låtar av Duke Ellington och han hörde dem. Och han undrar om han kan få spela in en skiva med dig.
Holy shit.
Skaboom out of fucking nowhere.
She's like, you know what? Fuck this family. Fuck this family.
Och familjen hörde aldrig av henne igen. nej men så att de bestämde sig för att göra en skiva ihop. De gjorde ett album som heter Serenade to Sweden.
Wow.
De spelade in det i Paris 1966 och här är en låt från den skivan.
Evident here.
It's crazy.
So this is the Duke Ellington. This is the type of music I like, man.
Yeah. Crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah. So good. So good. yeah. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, man.
Shit. So good.
Wow. I love the picture, too. There was an image up when we...
yeah, she stands by the piano and...
And Duke Ellington. I always thought he looked cool, man.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I thought the dude looked cool.
Yeah, he looks like... He looks like he doesn't give a shit, and yeah, you know, yeah.
He's clean cut, but he looked like he might stab you in the alley.
Yeah,
run up on him. You don't want to run up on him. Yeah. He like got some street behind him, but he still knows how to. I don't know. I always thought he seemed cool, man.
He's like fresh and sharp, but he lived 1,000 lives.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like no nonsense, a lot behind him. Yeah.
Nej, cool. Tydligen så han när hon sjöng så kunde han typ sitta vid pianot och bara peka uppåt. And that man.
Oh wow! So he was like
and pointing like down. An she's like, and then he could do like this, like zip your mouth, and it'd be like.
What?
And she like they clicked. She like responded instantly. She knew what he meant.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was this. Om det var den här skivan eller om det var någon annan, att det funkade på det sättet, liksom.
So cool, man. I love these professional like relationships like that.
Ja. Och hon följde med till New York ibland och till London och Paris och sånt. Men inte ens för Duke Ellington så åkte hon på turné och lämnade familjen. She was like, okay. I go to this place, him, I go back.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't do a leg.
Yeah, I get it. But I heard that he wouldn't replace her.
No, och jag har också hört...
That he was the, or he had to get multiple people because she had such range.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That he had to hire multiple people to replace, that's what it was.
Yeah.
He couldn't get one person to replace her.
Yeah.
Because she had so much range that he would get three women to do all of her parts.
Yeah.
Because she was so fucking good.
That's cool, man.
That's dope as hell. I remember that as the fun fact of my Alice Babs reaction.
I mean, cool. Det var... I mean, precis. Sen hon spelade med honom i mycket så här kyrkogrejer också. Han gjorde sacred concerts och grejer och hon var med när han var här. Efter en konsert med Duke Ellington som hade 8000 åskådare i St. John the Divine i New Yorks största katedral så skrev New York Times Miss Babs, sopran från Sverige som framträtt med Ellingtons band vid flera tillfällen i Europa, intog igår kväll sin plats bland Ellingtons främsta musiker och sångare som har givit Ellington-ensemblen en särställning. Hennes röst visade sig vara ett magnifikt Ellington-instrument, rent fullödigt och med både värme och styrka i båda ändar av ett brett register.
Wow.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, man, it's dope.
And, yeah. Också har jag hört, hon var den enda, jag vet inte om jag hittat på det, hon var den enda vita sångerskan han använde.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true, but I like to believe so.
I like to believe that too, man. I could see that. He's like, I don't trust him, but I trust that Swedish girl.
Yeah.
I've known her since she was 15. She all right.
A girl with that range, she can
all
sing.
All that range, she be all right. She can be as racist as she want to be. She can call me in where the hard R.
Yeah. She call. She sang, ja må han leva, like this.
Ja må han leva. Ja. Ute hundra.
Oh.
That's so cool, man. What a story.
1972 blev hon utnämnd till hovsångare.
Okay.
First time, om du inte har varit operasångare.
Oh, wow.
Så jag tror att vår, vad heter hon som vi, she was on the money. What was her name?
Oh, the opera. Yeah. On the 500.
Yeah.
The Redding. Her name was Redding, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
No.
What was her name? On the because they call it a Redding.
Birgit Nilsson. She was on.
What was the reason?
Because it's red.
Because it's red.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Birgit Nilsson.
Yeah. Birgit Nilsson. That's
right. Okay.
Men just då, fram tills dess var det bara folk som har varit verksamma inom operan, jag antar, operasånger.
Okay. Damn, she made a big imprint.
Yeah. Sen typ 2012. Hon gjorde lite skivor och sånt 2007-2008. But as all stories with me, someone has to die.
And her dad
killed her. No.
No, her dad died?
No. No, yeah, he probably did.
Gone.
Yeah.
There you go. All
right. Nej, hon fick diagnosen Alzheimers och vaskulär demens.
Damn.
Och flyttade in på ett demenscentrum. Och där har jag sett nu att det har varit massa... jag missade det här under den tiden det var. Men det var massa rabalder i tidningen Aftonbladet Expressen av att... Det var massa alltså vänner och bekanta som hela tiden besökte henne när hon var där. Mm. Och då förbjöd de besök för att de påstod att det var för utmattande för Alice. Och det var något tjafs där om de inte visste ifall det var hennes val eller inte.
Mm, okay.
Att det var personalen som bestämde. Det var en massa weird grejer. Sen bytte hon till något annat hem. Men sen så dog hon till slut. Till slut säger man inte. Hon dog... fan var det? 2014.
Okay.
Ja, 90 år gammal dog hon.
I like to say on my reactions when somebody passed away that they live on through their music.
They did. Och sina barn, Titti Sjöblom, hennes dotter, uppträdde hon mycket med. Och,
I feel like she spent too much time in America to name her child Titty.
Snap!
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Jag har faktiskt träffat...
What's her son's name, Nipple?
No, Cock.
Cock.
Hey, Cock and Titties, come here.
Cock, Titty, if you don't get in here right now, no lördags godis. We'll send you back to Vipeholm.
You moron.
You moron! You want to go back to the school for idiots?
Oh. Nej, men jag har faktiskt träffat Titti Sjöblom. Hon,
really?
Ja, hon har haft någon, jag tror hon har haft någon Melodifestivalen dänga. Okay. Men hon var ordförande för fältartisterna.
Okay.
Så när jag och My var på fältartistkurs.
I want to do that some point.
Yeah, Lieutenant Broström, according to...
Why are you saluting with your left hand?
Because I'm a worthless officer. You know, it says white lieutenant on my strap.
Oh, wow.
It means don't ask this person any questions. That's why I salute my left, buddy.
Mine says black ass lieutenant. It means only ask him if you want to hit a real deal.
Yeah. Ask him for the truth. Get the fuck away from that guy. Men hon var jättetrevlig, hon är jättefin. Hon brukar,
that's so nice.
Ifall vi uppdaterar med presens typ, vi gör det här, brukar hon skriva så här: hej, vad kul att det går bra för er. Typ.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's nice.
So cool. Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah. So in a way you can say that Alice Babs lives on through me.
That's the way it goes for the guy who only goes to the wedding if he's doing a toast.
Klut!
Thanks for that, man. That was really fun.
Thank you, that was nice. I love this woman. She's so talented.
Yeah, man. Cool, man. Did she remarry? We didn't talk about that. Is she remarried? No?
No. Lifelong love. Wow. Yeah. Domesticated her husband.
Nice. That's right. Put his ass in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all for listening to this. This was fun, man.
Yeah. Love it.
What episode is this? Like 90 or something like that?
I don't know. We should maybe check sometime.
We've done a lot, because soon it's going to be like some milestone of a number, and I want to like celebrate.
100 borde vi kanske göra live då. I Västervik!
Yo. Seriously, this is 84.
Okay, so maybe 16 episodes from now.
We're going to set up Västervik. We're going to plan it out.
Oh, yeah?
Västervik, we're coming.
Are we going to do an episode on Västervik?
I would really love to do it. Wherever we go, we'll do a local episode.
Och Västervikanier, we call them that. Alla Västervikanier.
In English, Västervikens.
Ja, yeah, Västervikens. De kan komma dit med stories.
Mm.
Och så kan man säga så här, är det någon som har en story? Och så
yes,
säger de så här.
And afterwards we can do like a live improv with stories.
That would be awesome. We have to do this. This is the greatest idea.
It's the fucking greatest, man.
Yeah.
Listen up. If you live in Västervik, hit us up. If you know somebody in Västervik, make them start listening to this so we can put it together, man.
Yeah.
For some reason, thanks to Alice Babs.
Yeah.
Hildur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to be going to Västervik for our 100th episode. Probably going to be in the spring of next year.
We'll do a fundraiser. We need 300,000 Swedish crowns.
A GoFundMe. We need 4 million. we'll figure it out, man. I'm down, man.
Ja, jag med. Fan vad kul. Jag hoppas det blir av. Fan vad roligt. Jag blev pepp på det här.
Yes, I really want to do this, man. I want to come back to Västervik and have a better experience than the last time I was there.
And I want to realize whether or not I've been there or not.
I've been there, and at the gig that I did,
yeah,
I remember the lady saw my punchline coming.
Uh-huh.
It was a lady from America, and she said my punchline like before.
Oh, really?
Before I said, she was kind of like, I knew he was going to say that shit.
Oh, that's cool.
And that was the first time that had ever happened to me, and I was kind of thrown off.
Oh, hoppas hon kommer tillbaka. Så får vi se om hon kan lista ut vad jag ska säga.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right. We will holler at you later. Thanks. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, go to patreon.com/teachmesweden, and you can... for as little as 10 crowns a month, you can be a supporter.
Yeah.
You get ad-free episodes. You get video episodes like we're doing right now. And you also, most of all.
Most of all, yeah.
I can't talk. Most of all, you get to support us.
Yes.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
And you can send us suggestions at teachmesweden@gmail.com. Write it in English if you want me to do it. Write it in Swedish if you want Eric to do it.
Because I don't know English.
Exactly. And we appreciate you.
That was weird. We just got some balloons on screen.
There's a thing on this software called Gesture.
Okay.
If you do certain gestures, animations come up.
What the fuck did I do?
You put your hands up like this.
I did like this. And balloons
popped up on
the screen. Det är jättetråkigt om ni lyssnar bara, men vi finns inspelat för er som är Patreons. Och jag gjorde bara två peace-tecken.
I just got a thing today saying that it's going to start doing a thing called gestures. I said no to it, and it just put balloons on our screen for some reason.
Okay, cool. Ännu en anledning till att bli Patreon. Titta på våra ballonger.
I want to see what happens with the middle finger.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should
try gestures.
Nothing happened. I'm putting my dick out next time. All right, thank y'all so much.
Holy peace.
It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Brostrom.
Teaching you Sweden.
Fred allihopa.
Peace. Fred allihopa.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.